Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The family of Ricky Cobb will be joined by civil rights lawyers this morning when they announce they're suing State Trooper Ryan Londrigan, who fatally shot Cobb during a traffic stop on I-94 in North Minneapolis. MNN's Bill Werner reports.
Londrigan is charged with second-degree murder, second-degree manslaughter, and first-degree assault. But Republicans, now at the national level, are heavily criticizing Hennepin County Chief Prosecutor Mary Moriarty. All four Republican U.S. House members in Minnesota, Tom Emmer, Pete Stauber, Michelle Fischbach, and Brad Finstead, are asking the chairman of the U.S. House Judiciary Committee for an investigative hearing. They allege Moriarty disregarded information from experts who concluded Trooper Londrigan acted lawfully and in accordance with his training. Minnesota House Republican leaders are demanding Moriarty's resignation and asking Governor Tim Walz to reassign the case.
Veterans from around the state are gathering at the state capitol today for the annual Veterans Day on the Hill. Trent Dilks with the DAV of Minnesota says it starts at the Cedar Street Armory in St. Paul.
It's an opportunity for veterans, their spouses, supporters to come together. First, we have some educational pieces at the armory, and then a march up to the Capitol, and then a rally in the rotunda. And it's a chance to really highlight what we're trying to get done for veterans.
The march to the Capitol starts at 1 p.m. Dilk says a shuttle bus will also be taking veterans to the Senate and House office buildings to meet with legislators today. A report by the Minnesota BCA indicates a man fatally shot by Hennepin County deputies in Minnetonka last week fired on them first with an assault-style rifle when they knocked on the front door and announced themselves. Investigators say the deputies returned fire, backed away, and set up a perimeter. They say 28-year-old Clint Hoytia was wearing a protective armor vest. Two of the four deputies were wounded during the shootout. The DNR is reminding Minnesotans that water temperatures are extremely cold this time of year.
You're going out in the water. Water temperatures right now are between, 50 and 60 degrees, and that's going to be really cold water. Hypothermia can set in quickly in those water temperatures.
DNR Water Safety Coordinator Lisa Dugan says wearing a life jacket could save your life in these conditions. The cold water season typically lasts until Memorial Day weekend. The president of Gustavus Adolphus College is planning to retire. President Rebecca Bergman announced Tuesday that she'll step away from her position next summer. Bergman became the first woman to lead the college in St. Peter when she was hired in July of 2014. Gustavus plans to begin a search for Bergman's successor in the next few weeks. The Minnesota Twins got crushed by the Orioles last night, 11-3 in Baltimore. And the Timberwolves and Suns will play Game 1 of the playoffs at 2:30 p.m. Saturday at Target Center. This is MNN.